This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. You know who's having a pretty good summer? Home builders. That's who. This morning, the National Association for Home Builders released their sentiment index for July, and it edged down a bit, 1 point from June, but that still leaves builder sentiment in the very optimistic range, higher than any time before the pandemic, going all the way back to the mid-1980s. Of course, though, that does not mean it's not facing some problems, because let's be real, everyone has problems. Home builders are facing everything from supply chain bottlenecks and soaring material prices to shortages of skilled labor and land for development. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Optimism has cooled off a bit since the fall, when the economy started reopening and would-be buyers could come kick the floorboards and model homes again. Robert Dietz is chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
We've moved from an extremely hot housing market to a simply hot housing market.
Since the pandemic hit, a lot of work-from-home types have started looking for new digs, says Chuck Fouke, a custom builder in Tampa and chair of the Builders Association. Meanwhile, younger people want new homes for their growing families.
Quite frankly, we haven't built enough houses since 2010, and the demand is going to be strong probably for the next 10 to 15 years.
But right now, meeting that demand means navigating delays and double-digit price increases, says Robert Dietz.
Literally the nuts and bolts that go into building a home, whether due to global supply chain disruptions or the run-up in prices in steel and copper. Items that used to be guaranteed to arrive in weeks are now taking months, things like windows and doors, microwaves.
Which is wreaking chaos with home prices, says Chuck Fouke.
Right now, in many cases, our pricing is only good for maybe a week or two.
In the past year, the median price of a new home has gone from $317,000 to $374,000. Vivek Sah studies real estate at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
It's pricing a lot of local buyers, especially first-time home buyers and minority home buyers, out of the market.
According to the National Association of Home Builders, every $1,000 increase in the price of a new home means 150,000 would-be buyers can't afford one anymore. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.